Peace, love, and light to the family. What's going on? It's the Prince Richie Moon. This is another edition of the Richie Moon Show. I haven't done a show like this in a while. I am currently out in a wild of the world on the infamous North Beach, Miami. If you've been a listener of the Richie Moon Show, you will know how many podcasts, how much exclusive footage has gone up at this particular site. I like North Beach. I feel like it's my place of solace. I come here, I meditate, I get my breath work in, I clean my crystals, I clean my aura. There is a good balance of wildlife, the greenery, and of course, we are on the coast of the ocean. So you have your nature green for grounding, and you have your ocean to come in to wash it away. And today, I wanted to speak about accountability. I wanted to speak about accountability with your ships. And y'all know y'all constantly hear me talk about ships, your relationship, partnership, business ship, friendship, relationship. And from my experience and from what I've observed, people, unfortunately, don't want to take accountability, or when they have mustered up enough strength to take accountability for said action, it's usually just like, you know, it's just like, like the ship, you know, the proverbial ship has sailed, the holes in the boat have come, and your ship that I'm, the metaphorical ship that I'm speaking of, has been filled with water. And that water could be lack of communication, late responses. Now, I want to be very clear with this. This is very, very hurtful, and it sucks, but this is honestly the truth of the matter. Nobody owes you an explanation for anything. And please believe, and believe me, please, I know the very, very bitter truth in the depths of how somebody can be in your life here today and gone tomorrow. So I think that's a good natural segue for what we're about to get into. But before I get into those stories, I just want to make this very clear, crystal clear, clear as the summer sky with no clouds in it. Though I may be speaking from a place of experience, so I may be referencing those experiences that I had with those individuals, this is by no means, shape or form, any kind of way, an attack on those individuals. This is not even really about those said individuals. What this is about is the experience and the lessons that I learned from those particular situations, which included those individuals. I just wanted to make that clear, because I've done a show where I've attacked someone, and I want to make this very clear that this is not one of those shows. So I was dealing with a young lady, and everything was going great. We lived in different states, so we didn't get to see each other like that. We spoke on the phone. At one point, it became like a part-time job, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, we spoke on the phone so much. We spent so much time, you know, through that means of communication, it felt like a part-time job. Like, we were literally talking for like, you know, 10 to 15 hours a week on the average. So we finally meet up. Everything goes wonderful. We go out, the chemistry is there, the eye contact is there, everything is there. And then after we meet face to face, she goes ghost. And this is very weird. Like I told you, we went from speaking like it was a part-time job to all of a sudden going ghost. Now, what I, now, like I said, nobody owes you an explanation for anything. But I do think there is a certain amount of respect and responsibility, you know, to another person. So we finally spoke, sort of, and it was through text messages, and it was, oh, I just need some space, I just need some time, I'm going through some things, blase, blase, blah, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Well, I'm not gonna say it's bullshit. I wasn't walking her shoes, so, you know. So, but when we finally did get a chance to speak, these events happened in the middle of April. We did not get a chance to actually talk on the phone and really iron out the kinks of this until the end of June. So from the middle of April to the end of June, I had to live in this gray area. I had to live in this place of mystery. I got some answers, but there's no reason why clarity could have not been given earlier. And by the time that we actually spoke about the entire situation, you know, I'm not gonna say that she was regretful, but it was just like, I know it was a part of her that had to feel stupid because she was in a place of assumption and a place of guessing in a gray area, a maybe in between area, because she had assumed, another theme of this podcast today, assumptions. She had assumed that by the way I had acted towards her, that I wanted to be in a monogamous relationship with her. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and say this. If I am dealing with a young lady, when I am with you, when I'm talking to you, when you're in my presence, I'm going to make you feel like you are the only woman in the world. I'm gonna make you feel like you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm gonna handle you with caress and connect, with caress and care and softness and things of that nature. Treat you with love, tenderness, care, all that good stuff. So she had assumed because of those actions. And you know, if you come into my life, I want to make this very clear. Of course, it gets amplified when it's in the context of a romantic ship. But like anybody that's in my life, I'm inspired by them. So if I write poetry about you, of course, I mean, if I'm putting in a romantic context, take it for what it is. But I'm inspired by all kinds of people. You know what I'm saying? I wrote poetry inspired by the men in my life, and that had nothing to do with romance. It was just like, yo, man, that's a BMF, and I mean, bad motherfucker. And I'm inspired by his actions, by the way he was disciplined, by the way he took charge of that situation. And boom, this is how I felt. So I verbalize it. So I can understand how things may have went down this slippery slope, but this is why we communicate. And this was the very disheartening part of this. Like I guess disheartening is going to be another theme of this. It's just like as mentioned before, we almost had a part-time job in talking to each other. So if you felt that way, why couldn't you just sit me down? Hey, Richie, I'm feeling XYZ ABC 1, 2, 3. And I could have clearly explained, no, that's not the direction that I want to go. Not saying that I'm not open to that with you, but this is not the direction that I want to go. Now, once again, I want to make this clear. Like I said, this is not an attack on the individual. If anything, if anybody is going to be attacked during this, it is me. Because one of the main themes is accountability. And accountability is a two-way street. I'm not just sitting here pointing the fingers at people. I have to take a step back, look in the mirror, take a big breath in, hold it in, release it, and ask myself, what is it about you, sir, that is attracting these women who are not emotionally available for you? Because we are all just a reflection of each other from a different perspective. And you are attracting what you need at that point in your life and what you want. You may not want to believe that. You may not like that pill. It may be a hard one to swallow, but it is the truth. And I even had to come to terms with that. There is something in me that is attracting women who are not emotionally available. So this is all going to go back to self. Now, one of the lessons that I learned from it, because I was really beating myself up about this, like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have said this, I should have did this, I should have went about it this way, I shouldn't have went about that. No, absolutely not. I don't regret anything that I did, because I was living in my truth. I was moving from a pure space. I was moving from my heart space. So if moving from my heart space makes a person uncomfortable or put them in a position where they don't want to interact with me like that and experience me like that, that's okay. That's a good sign for me. Because you know, I'm open to change. I'm willing to change. When I'm moving from that space like that, you know, and it's not accepted, then that's just, you know, it is what it is. You know, there was no malice. There was no ill intent within it. It was all love. It was all good. It was all great. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is with that situation. But you see how assumption, you see how that thing could have been easily fixed? And what's really, really disheartening about this is, yeah, you know, you like the person, you get the feelings and all that, you know, there might be some physical interaction, but what really hurts the most for me, honestly, is losing a friend. You know what I'm saying? You spend months and hours speaking to this person, telling them your ambitions, your goals, telling them your secrets, your insecurities, what makes you confident, and then all of a sudden, this person was here today, and then they're gone tomorrow. You know, it's an interesting conundrum. So while all this is going on, this is a young lady I already knew. And we were really good friends. I always thought she was super dope, very joyful, very positive, just always just had a good attitude about her. And you know, I noticed her, she started getting a bit more touchy-feely and stuff like that. Whatever. And then it was the Instagram thing, man. It's yo, man, this is, you gotta recognize red flags when they're fucking smacking you right in the face, right? So note that I had been around this girl for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months at this point, right? But it wasn't until she seen my Instagram, and she seen the God body, you know what I'm talking about? She seen the mini mountain, she seen the looking like I got breast implant, you know what I'm talking about? When she seen the God body, that's, you know what I'm saying, she wanted to jump my bones, you know what I'm talking about? And here it is, accountability. Cause I was with the shits. Once I realized what it was like, I can, you know what I'm saying? I can rearrange the spine a bit. You know what I'm saying? We can get it in, you know what I'm talking about? And everything was great. It was really, super fun. I loved our sex. We got along. It was fun. Everything was really, 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 really good. And this is, gosh, this is so disheartening, because now I'm able to speak about that situation more from a neutral place as opposed to an emotional place. Not to say that I'm still not emotional about it, because I really think it sucks the way that everything just immediately went left between us. So I'm also telling this story, but I'm also protecting the people that's in this story, because not everything is everybody's business. So I'm not going to go into every single detail to reveal people that I'm talking about. But, you know, some time went on. Everything went good. Everything was good. I promise you, I'm not skipping over everything was good, literally, until it was not. Now, here's the accountability two-way street, right? Now, my young lady that I was talking to, she had a test that she was preparing for. And to her defense, shit just really went sideways, man. I think something was wrong with her Wi-Fi. She had a MacBook and the certain version that she needed, the web browser that she needed wouldn't convert. She had to jump through all sorts of hoops and fire to get through it. Then the power went out. She went through a lot. Then on my end, I was up in New York and I was dealing with some family issues, some really bad family issues. And it had reached a peak at this point. And I had called her, honestly, just wanting some comfort, just really wanting some feminine energy. This has been a woman that I've been laying with for the last couple of months that I've been sharing my secrets with, my ambitions with. We had started making some plans for the future together. Boom, boom, boom. So I really call her for that feminine energy. Now, where I was wrong at was that I had completely forgot that she was taking a test that day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm calling her with, you know, I'm actually like emotional at this point. You know what I'm saying? Cause I really got into like a really big situation with my family members. And it was just like, yo, this might like really be like the breaking point. Like where it's just like, I really just don't fuck with y'all anymore. And things were bad. I haven't been in an emotionally unstable place like that in an extremely long time. I was completely off balance, low vibrational. I just was not in a good place. And I was calling her for comfort. I was calling her for that feminine energy that she had showed me before. Now, aforementioned, she was going through what she went through. So I had hit her up and was like, hey, I got some bad news. Blase, 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 blah, whatever. And she got really pissed off. She got really pissed off because she had purchased a plane ticket for me. And the only thing she heard was, you know, I'm not coming back the day that I was supposed to, and then I'm not giving her money. That's literally what she heard. And I say that because based off her reaction. And, you know, it's interesting. When I'm dealing with a young lady, I always ask them, I constantly ask this too, what is something about you that I should know? And something that she never told me was how bad of a temper she had. Because when I tell you, this girl just, holy shit, she just started going in, like super duper in. Like she really just went, she really, 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 really went in. And the second I had realized what was going on, because she had told me, even through her anger, she had told me everything that was going on with her. When she had told me everything that happened with her, I immediately took my shit, put it in a box, and kicked it down the river. Because in my mind, my masculine energy kicked in. It was just like, and I don't even think this is necessarily the best way to deal with things, honestly. This woman that I cared about, I seen that her feelings were hurt. I seen that she was stressed out, that she was going through this. So I said, bump my feelings. Let me put this to the side. Are you okay? Are you okay? I apologize for adding to this. When I tell you, I apologize to this woman like 44 times. Because I meant it, because I didn't want to stress her out. That was the last thing that I want to do, was stress her out or bring any unnecessary tension to her tense-filled day. So I apologized profusely. I was so, so, so apologetic. But she just didn't want to hear that shit. She just didn't want to hear that shit at all. So then we finally see each other, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, she was mad before, but things are going to calm down. No, I think she was even more angry. And what sucks about this, which is so disheartening about this, when I tell you, all of our conversations were, oh, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to have sex with you. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to go out. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to see you. I miss you. I want to have sex with you. That was the basis of our conversations all the way up into that argument. And unfortunately, things never got any better. Now, when it comes to accountability in this situation, I have very much taken responsibility for my actions and what I have done not to help this situation. Even when I seen her, I put my ego all the way to the side because I realized how upset that she was. So I pleaded with her. I literally got on my knees and I pleaded with her. She didn't want to hear it. She did not want to communicate. There is a difference between talking to somebody and talking at someone. So unfortunately, I still haven't had a chance to even speak to her, because when we spoke, she was speaking at me. She was belittling me. She was attempting to emasculate me. And this is the part that hurts. No, this is the part that hurts, but is also the most enlightening at the same time. because this is where I learned a very critical lesson. Well, no. I didn't learn a critical lesson. I implemented a critical lesson right here. So, fellas, ladies, let me tell you something. When somebody is angry, everybody has a right to be angry, but I don't think everybody has the right to just speak recklessly to you. And honestly, in my past, I would have been very willing to forgive it and to move on. But the way that my self-love is set up now, I really care about her. I really, really care about her. I think she is a wonderful woman, but I don't think things will ever go back to the way they were before. One, because I was a different place in time. And two, is because she said things that I can never erase out of my mind. I didn't say anything disrespectful. I didn't say anything to warrant the things that she said to me. And to me, if you let a person slip away with disrespecting you and belittling you once, then they will easily disrespect and belittle you again. And I have been in a relationship where that was the constant. I am still dealing with the remnants from that. And that shit was like 7 years ago. I never dealt with the trauma that I had from this very toxic relationship. So sometimes when I get into people, some of those traits will show up. So I'll say things that I don't mean to say. So like when we were speaking, I told her, I was like, you know what? It's best that I probably just come there and get my stuff and just leave. But here's the thing. I said that from an emotional place. I didn't really mean that because that's not what I wanted to do. So I shouldn't have said that, but I said it. Can't take it back. But I followed it up with, hey, this is not what I really want to do, but this is the vibe that you are giving me. And my thing is, based on the things that she said, I would love to sit down and have a conversation with her, because it was just like, well, is this the way that you felt about me the entire time? And if this is the way that you felt about me during the entire time, what does that say about you? If I'm all these things, what does that say about you? Because you were having sex with me for these last couple of months. So I think that when it comes to accountability, people really need to look at this from a two-way street. You have to consider, how much do you partake in your own suffering? How much energy do you give another person? Because, she said, oh, you drained me of my energy. You treated me like a towel and rang me out. And when I look at that, I don't mean to be insensitive. I don't mean to laugh, but I do smirk a bit. And it's not the fact that I made you feel that way. It's just, well, instead of pointing the finger at me and saying, oh, you did this, you did that, you did this, why don't you take a step back, take a breath, look in the mirror and say, hey, self, how did I get in a position where I am giving somebody this much power over me? Because her response was, well, what if you were in the middle of your wrestling exam and I was pregnant and I told you I was pregnant? Well, once again, I don't mean to sound insensitive. I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but I'm just built differently. Because I didn't say this to her, but honestly, in my head, if I'm in the middle of my wrestling exam and I get a text message that my lady is pregnant, one, that's just gonna make me go harder, because I know that I have to take care of her and myself and the child that we're bringing into this world. And two, I'm going to put my phone down and I'm gonna go back to focus on what I'm focused on, because that's me. I'm built differently. And those type of moments and those types of intense moments when it comes to like acting and wrestling, things that I am extremely enthusiastic about and extremely intense about. Let me make this very clear. Like, I joke around when I'm in the gym and I'm training and all that shit, but let me make it very clear. I'm very focused. I don't care if Asar came, ripped open the skies and dangled his phallus from the heavens and gave the world a golden shower. Guess who the fuck missed it because they was focused on their shit? And then I understand that everybody's not built like that. But I say all that to say is, do not put the anxiety, the stress, the tense, the anger of everything that happened around you and then throw that on me. Also, couple that with the fact that you may not have done the proper preparation for that test. So don't put all that insecurity, anxiety, anger, and angst on me when I was just there just trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying? And what I really can't stand, I think that the internet has breeded this type of thing, is people won't communicate with you. We got emails, DMs, text messages, FaceTime, you know, all these ways of communication, and people won't communicate with you. But then they will run to the internet, they will run to their Instagram posts, and they will say, oh, this person is taking away my energy, this person is doing this, this is not what love is, and love is this, and love is that. And it's just like, where's the accountability, fam? You so quick to go and tell Instagram what happened, but you won't even sit down and have a proper discussion about the situation that happened with the person. And I think that's wild. I think that's so wild. And I think, once again, I have to ask the same question. How much do you partake in your own suffering? Now, here's the thing. With both of those young women, I think they're wonderful young ladies. I don't have anything bad to say about them. You know what I'm saying? So even if they did listen to this, they would not feel attacked, because I didn't say anything bad. I just really just laid out the truth from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people shoot themselves in the foot and then point at other people and say, my foot hurts. Before we close out, I would definitely like the family to be wary of some things in people. If a person feeds you and then brags later about giving you food, red flag. Red flag, family. For all my gentlemen and for my ladies out there, this is a constant question that I always ask people when I'm getting to know them. Tell me something about you that I should know. You should also couple that with, how do you deal with people when you are angry? Because I had no idea she clearly has some anger issues, because the way she got upset, and listen, I am not here to tell anybody how to feel about their feels. I'm not trying to say you can be this mad about a situation, you can't be mad. I'm not trying to say that. But when I'm telling you, the situation was not that serious. And hey, that's from my perspective. Maybe it's that serious to her. But for everything that we went through, everything that we spoke about, for her to just break ties like that, there is definitely more to the story. But hey, maybe we'll get a conclusion to this, because I'm a storyteller, so I'm gonna get a conclusion to this. I personally need closure for this. It sucks. Sometimes you don't always get closure from people. Sometimes you just don't ever speak again in life. I don't think that's gonna be the case. I definitely think we will speak again in life. I just think it really sucks the way that things ended. You know what I'm saying? And this also brings me to the last point in this. This is where I wrap it up at. There also was another question that was raised to the surface, and I'm gonna save this for another topic for another time, because honestly, I'm gonna be completely transparent with this one. I'm not ready to talk about that yet. Yeah, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. Because I haven't fully grasped it and accepted it. But in the long run, there is a part of me that is a bit glad that it ended, because I wasn't really willing to face everything that came with dating that person. I'm still in conflict with the social ramifications of that, and where I sit at in a community, you know what I'm saying? And amongst my peers, you know what I'm saying? There's some self issues that I have to deal with, you know what I'm saying, with looking at things from a, you know, from a genetic standpoint, to a historic standpoint, to my ancestor standpoint, to, well, this is how I feel, this is how this person makes me feel. There's a lot of things to swallow with that, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think that's something that I'm really ready to face yet. So we'll talk about that when the time is right. But once again, family, thank you for tapping into another edition of the Richie Moon Show. I am the Prince. This has been another live exclusive podcast from the infamous, notorious North Beach here in Miami from the 305. Thank you for everybody for tapping in. New content coming all the time soon. New content coming very soon. Got some new episodes of the vlog coming out, working on some new content for that. And yes, peace, love, and light, family. Remember, the value that you mirror in yourself can and will reflect onto others. This is the Prince. This is the Richie Moon Show. And I will catch you down the road. And last but not least, the last thing I will leave you with is, man, woman, however you identify with, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to realize that you are sent into people's lives and people are put in your lives so you can show them genuine, unconditional love. That is the lesson that you are giving them. You are giving them love. And the lesson that you are learning, that you are getting back, is how to love yourself more. Peace, love, and light. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I had a blast making it, and I'll catch you next time.